calamities that befell his Ahlul Bayt after his farewell to the mortal world is his only surviving child. She is none other than Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her, who, because of her profound care and concern for her widowed father, following the death of her mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of all true believers, Khadija, peace upon her, over a dozen years ago, after over 25 years of marital bliss with the Prophet, had earned the epithet of Umm Abiha, or the mother of her own father. On God's command, the Prophet had shown his only surviving child the greatest respect, even standing to his feet on her arrival, and had often said in plain and simple Arabic, without mincing words, Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts her has hurt me, and whoever hurts me has hurt God. History is at times a painful reading. No sooner had the Prophet's eyes closed forever, the persecution of his nearest and dearest ones started, in violation of God's commandment to Muslims that their love and affection for the Prophet's progeny is a token of their faith in Islam and a form of gratitude to the efforts of the Prophet, as is evidenced by Ayah 23 of Surah Shura, which reads, "Say, O Prophet, to the people, I do not ask you any reward for it, that is, enlightening you with the message of Islam, except love of my nearest of kin." No wonder we find Fatima, peace upon her, complaining at the graveside of her father, after her patrimony of Fadak had been seized, after her husband's political right of leadership of the Ummah had been usurped, after the blazing door had been flung in her face, pinning her to the wall, after her ribs had been broken, after the miscarriage she suffered as a result, Muhsin, the first martyr of the Ahlul Bayt, and after the dragging of her husband under threat of death for forced swearing of allegiance to the Caliph. She was not lamenting her sufferings or that of her husband and her children, although she knew, by God-given knowledge, that the deviationist trend, which had started at Saqifah Bani Sa'idah while the Prophet was being laid to rest by his divinely designated vicegerent, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, will one day see the rise of the charlatan Yazid to the caliphate and the tragedy of Karbala, where her household would be slaughtered mercilessly by those masquerading as Muslims. She was actually grief-stricken for the catastrophe befalling Islam, as had been the case with the messages of the past prophets, for example, Moses and Jesus, whose teachings had been distorted into Judaism and Christianity. As the spotlessly pure pride of the Virgin Mary, whose veiled presence at the field of Mubahale, as specified by revelation of Ayah 61 of Surah Al-Imran, had convinced the Christians of Najran of the truth of Islam, Fatima, peace upon her, took the decisive decision of unmasking hypocrisy forever, when, in her last will, she instructed her aggrieved husband, "I ask you not to let anyone who did injustice to me to witness my funeral, for they certainly are enemies of mine, and the enemy of Allah's messenger. Also, don't give them the chance to pray over me, nor to any of their followers. Bury me at night when eyes are at rest and sight is put to sleep. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, carried out the wishes of his beloved wife in the dead of night on 3rd of Jamadi al-Thani, 95 days after the Prophet's passing away, at an unmarked and still unknown spot in Medina, so that the shadow of those that had displeased her and the Prophet and God would never fall upon it, nor would any future blasphemers such as the Wahhabis of our times would be able to desecrate it. Though there is no shrine to over her unknown grave, her memory lives and continues to inspire the seekers of truth. The legacy of Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, is immortal. During her short life, she manifested all virtues. She possessed such an in-depth understanding of the universe and its creator that she is considered to this day as the most excellent exemplar for all virtuous women. She lived a simple life, and as long as she was alive, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, never took another wife. Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, made every effort to promote justice and to uphold righteousness. She also made utmost efforts to fulfill her duties. She knew that life, with all of its ups and downs, is an opportunity for fulfillment of duties. She knew that on the day of judgment, God will question all people of their duties. Thus, Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, stood steadfastly for the defense of Wilaya, or God-given authority of her husband, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the divinely designated successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In this regard, her famous sermon, which is an eloquent piece of Arabic literature, is preserved to this day and serves as a guideline for true understanding of the fundamentals of faith. Volumes would be required to recount her merits. Here we present an instance from her life when a woman came to her and said, "I have a weak mother who has become confused about a matter related to her prayer. She sent me to inquire from you about it." Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, answered her. The woman, encouraged by the knowledge and kindness of the Prophet's daughter, used to frequently come to her with more questions and return with the most satisfactory answers. One day, this lady came with another question and said, "I shall not cause you any more inconvenience, O daughter of Allah's Messenger." Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, replied, "Ask me anything that comes to your mind, because if a man had been hired to transport a heavy load to the top of a mountain for a reward of 1,000 dinars, do you think it would bother him?" The woman said, "No." Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, continued, "My reward for answering every question is more than that which fills the space between the earth and the celestial throne with pearls. Thus, I should be more apt to answer your questions. Surely, I heard my father say, when the scholars of our followers are gathered on the day of resurrection, they will be bestowed with garments of honor equal in quantity to their knowledge and a struggle to guide Allah's worshippers, up to the point that any one of them will be gifted with 1,000,000 garments of light. Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, then added, O worshippers of Allah, surely a thread of those garments is better than that on which the sun rises. Alas, such a noble lady was martyred in the prime of youth, leaving the seekers of knowledge deprived. We again offer you heartfelt condolences on this sad occasion. Goodbye.
The spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته. We were discussing some of the main features of the community of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and I talked last night about truthfulness, and I believe that this is a very important quality of a mu'min and also a Muslim community. Inshallah, I hope by the discussion that we have tonight, it will become crystal clear that truthfulness is very fundamental. It's not like some, for example, other qualities that are necessary, but even without them, you can still say, I am a mu'min, but not a good mu'min. No, without truthfulness, it's very difficult to be counted as mu'min. Now, I want to start a Quranic discussion here about haq, and inshallah I mentioned some of the major points. It's such a broad concept and such a far-reaching concept in the Quran. Everything starts and ends with haq in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Mu'minun, verse 71, وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. If haq was supposed to follow the desire of people, the wishes of people, the whims and lusts of people, the whole universe would go into chaos, would be corrupted. Because this universe is based on haq. Allah has, in Surah Anfal says, He has created this universe according to haq. Haq must not follow your desire. Your desire must follow haq. لَوَتْ تَبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. So you see how fundamental it is if we are not following truth. So we are bringing corruption to whole universe. We are resisting the law of this world if we are not following haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says some beautiful points about the fact that in the end of the day, only haq is victorious. Batil comes, catches your eye, but then disappears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the example of haq and batil is like when flood is coming. You see, there are lots of bubbles and water. You cannot see anything other than these bubbles. But after a while, all these bubbles go away. أَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. They all will go away. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. But what is beneficial, it will remain. You know, look at the people who have done something beneficial. They are always remembered with respect. But the people who have wasted their time and wasted the time of people, they are on the headlines for some time. Everyone praises them, but after some time, you know, they are forgotten. Look at Sheikh Abbas Qummi. He wrote Mafatihul Janan, which was Yanfa'un Nas, was beneficial for people. Sheikh Abbas has passed away many decades ago. But his book is used perhaps by all Shia. Perhaps you don't find any Shia house without Mafatihul Janan. Because it was Yanfa'un Nas. And there are people who write books that no one benefits. So it's forgot. Anything which is beneficial remains. This is the beauty of haq. Haq may sometimes be marginalized, maybe undershadowed by propaganda, but after some time it becomes again obvious. مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true. Always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَاءَ الْحَقْ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. This is Surah Isra, verse 81. Allah says, Haq has come. Truth has come. Batil has gone. Okay? But is it exception? This was the only case? No. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ الزَّهُوقَ. This is the nature of batil that cannot survive. Look at, you know, for example, communism. There was a time that they ruled half of the world. But it was battle. They didn't let people to pray, to have mosque, church, synagogue, nothing. But where are communists now? Where is Pharaoh now? Where is Namrud now? Where is Yazid now? إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ الزَّهُوقَ. The same will happen to the people who represent battle today. They will also go away. But Haq will remain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Saba, verse 49, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَمَا يُبْدِئُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ. It's very beautiful. Allah says Haq has come, truth has come, and falsehood is not able to initiate something or to bring back anything. مَا يُبْدِئُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ is useless. Just be a little bit patient. You see, battle goes away. Truth remains. If you want to be successful, be at the service of Haq. Sooner or later, you become successful. We cannot, you know, succeed by cheating. When you know that the son of Rasulullah Ibrahim passed away, at the same time there was eclipse. People said, oh, because of the demise of the son of Rasulullah, there is eclipse. Perhaps people thought this is a good opportunity for tabliq. But Rasulullah said, no, this has nothing to do with the death of my son. Because Rasulullah, better than anyone else, knows that by being dishonest, you cannot serve the truth. By cheating, you cannot serve the truth. By being selfish, you cannot run a mosque. You cannot do tabligh. You cannot have hose. You cannot become alim if you want to cheat. If you want to serve yourself. We have to be at the service of truth. And this will elevate you. And will elevate the community. Okay, I should stop. But this discussion is never stopping, and this is a, you know, lifelong struggle to try to be always at the service of truth, inshallah.
That was The Characters of Shia Community by Hujjatul Islam, Dr. Shomali, in the program The Spiritual Message of Islam.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Oh Allah, please send your salutations to Muhammad and all Muhammad. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Please forgive all our sins and mistakes and shortcomings. Please enable us to serve you with full honesty and truthfulness and sincerity. Please include us among the best followers of Muhammad and Al Muhammad. Please protect and safeguard our community and our families and our youths from everything that you don't like. O Allah, please hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Please make our Imam Zaman happy with what we do and what we say. Please answer his du'as for his faraj. Please give shifa to all people who are ill. Please give shifa to people who are ill in their body and in their soul. O Allah, please send your rahmah, your forgiveness to all who have passed away, especially brothers and sisters who were attending these majalis in this community and other communities. Our parents, our foreparents, our teachers, our ulama, our maraji, those who have passed away, please let them be with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad right now. And please give long life and blessed life to the parents and to the teachers and maraji who are alive. O Allah, please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
My ummah, he will say, Rasulullah on that day. Even though we've strayed from him and his way. My brothers, my sisters in Islam,
Let's struggle, work and pray. If we are to bring back the glory of His way. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Ocean of Dua.
Inna inni as'aluka al-huda wat-tuqa wal-'afafa wal-ghina.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about sincerity in the love of the Almighty Allah. In the previous program, we concluded that since in the traditions, the heart has been referred to as Haramullah, as the sanctuary of Allah, it is only the Almighty Allah who is allowed into that heart, and of course, whatever may enter to that heart, it should be an extension to the love of the Almighty Allah. In some prayers, we can sense the ardor of love and the trueness of sincerity in the love of Allah. For example, in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he says, O my master, toward you is my desire, to you is my fear, and toward you is my aspiration. My hope has driven me to you and unto you, O the one, I have placed my determination. And on what you possess, I have unfolded my wish.
Alhamdulillah, Khaliq al-Khalq, Basit al-Rizq, Faliq al-Asbah,
ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى.
You can see, dear listeners, that during this supplication, the Imam alayhi salam is toying his desire, his fear, his hope, and all of these things all together to the Almighty Allah. He is actually placing all his resolution on him. He continues saying, "For you are my earnest hope and fear. With you my love has become accustomed. And to you I have surrendered myself. To the rope of your obedience I have fastened my fear." He goes on and lands and says, "O my Lord, my heart is living with your remembrance, and confiding to you do I cool within myself the agony of fear." So he is placing all desires, fears, and hopes, and everything on him. He is dedicating to him his earnest hope and fear. The Holy Prophet ﷺ is narrated to have said, "Love Allah wholeheartedly." And it is exactly in this regard one of the supplications of Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, when he says, "O Allah, I ask you to fill my heart with the love of you, with awe of you, belief in you, faith in you, fear of you, and yearning toward you." You see, all these things, all his resolutions are placed on him. The Mighty Allah is the beginning and is the ending part of all his actions, all his life. And this is what happens when the love of Allah and yearning toward him fills the heart of a servant. And there would remain no vacant place in the heart for another love apart from that of the Almighty Allah. Of course, unless the other love is an extension to the Almighty Allah's love. And in this case, it would be counted as the love of Allah and yearning toward Him.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In fact, it is only at these moments that the love of Adhan Allah does not contradict the love of the Almighty Allah. In his prayer at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Sadr alayhi salam says, "Send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny. Occupy my heart with the great of your affair, and send love of you until I meet you on the day of judgment with blood gushing forth from my jugular vein." This statement, dear listeners, is implying sincerity in love for the Almighty Allah, since his love becomes the only thing occupying the heart of the servant. And the love of Allah is the only concern of such a heart, and these two do not part each other. That's it, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Listeners special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, January 17th, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So, dear listeners, please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And here I do express my deepest condolences on the tragic martyrdom anniversary of the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Dear listeners, please stay with us until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you may know, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report normally will be receiving a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. However, these days, as you know, with the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material, including paper QSL cards and souvenirs, on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. And here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Hasna from India, G. Hojbens from Belgium, and M. Abdurrazak from Bangladesh. Dear listeners, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And also a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails from around the world, which I mention some of their names here. And later during our program, I will read their emails and letters, including Igor Kolke from Russia. Igor Kolke is one of our regular listeners. Also, Yari Korhonen, one of our regular listeners from Finland, has sent us an email. We have an email from Sweden. This email is from Olmar Kovic. And João Carlos El Caputo from Brazil has sent us an email. And Patrick Travers from England also has sent us an email. Many thanks. Dear listeners, please stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and I start, first of all, with an email from Igor Kolke. Igor Kolke is one of our regular listeners from Russia. Igor Kolke says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, I am a shortwave radio listener from Moscow, Russia, and I'm currently having a great pleasure of listening to your broadcast. I very much hope it is possible for you to verify this reception report by issuing a QSL card. Thank you for your excellent broadcast today. I really enjoyed it, and I hope to hear from you soon. And would love to receive a QSL card from you to add to my collection." Salam and greetings to you, Igor Kolke from Russia, and many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. We're glad that you enjoyed our broadcast. As you said, it was excellent. Much pleasure, Igor Kolke from Russia. And as for your request about sending paper QSL cards, as I've said before, this tradition, I mean sending any item, including paper QSL cards, on behalf of IRIB English Radio, has been temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus. Of course, we will get back on track after this disease is controlled over the world, and this tradition will start as soon as possible after the hygienic protocols are removed. We wish you all the best, Igor Kolke from Russia. Write to us soon. Also from Finland, we have an email from Yari Korhonen. Yari Korhonen is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hello from Finland. I was able to hear the signal of IRIB English Radio from Iran at 12 to 13 Tehran time. The signal was poor to fair for a while, but the station faded out soon after it had given the station identification. I enclose MP3 clips about the reception. It would be a pleasure to receive a verification from you." And salam and greetings to you, Yari Korhonen from Finland. And many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. It seems that you had the trouble with the signal, but don't worry about that problem, because we inform our engineers about that trouble as soon as possible, And as I have said before, our effort in IRIB English Radio is and has been providing our dear listeners around the world with the best quality of broadcast. Many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Dear listeners, what about a short break? Welcome back from Brazil. We have an email from João Carlos L. Caputo. João Carlos is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hello, dear friends. My name is João. I am a Brazilian shortwave listener and DXer. My station is located in Brazil in the city of Curitiba. I'm sending a reception report via email. If there is another email to send my report, please let me know. I would be happy if I can receive a QSL card to confirm my reception. Thank you so much, and best regards from your listener in Brazil." Salam, João Carlos Caputo from Brazil, and lots of gratitude for writing to IRIB English Radio. Regarding your request about sending QSL card, as you may know, this tradition is stopped temporarily on behalf of IRIB English Radio because of coronavirus pandemic. We will resume this job after the disease is controlled around the world. For the time being, wish you all the best. Keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Write to us soon and tell us which programs you like the best. From Sweden, we have an email from Olmarkovic. Olmarkovic is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear staff of IRIB English Radio, although your new year is at a different time, here are good wishes for the new year to you and the IRIB English Radio staff with thanks for your kind email. Our Christmas and New Year celebrations this time were harmonious and happy. Just my wife, Samka, our daughter, Arlinda, and myself together, we have got a small Christmas tree, also a goat made of straw, and some colored candles. Our Christmas food is not traditional for Sweden. It is rather varied with much vegetables. My memories from my childhood Christmases are still strong after 75 years. We were four in the family, dad, mom, my younger brother, and myself. We were poor, but still a happy family. I used the family radio for listening to the world from the age of 10. It was my keen interest, and it has stayed with me all these 75 years. The memories of the past are happy and sad at the same time. I am the only member of my childhood family still alive. My brother passed away 2 years ago, but I am happy in my new family with four children, five grandchildren, and a small newborn great-grandchild, but we are spread out around Sweden. Salam and greetings to you, Olmarkovic from Sweden. I do express my appreciation to you for this email, and also many thanks for sharing your sweet Christmas experience with us and our dear listeners around the world. As you said, we Iranians celebrate New Year with the beginning of the spring, and our celebrations are called Nowruz. Anyway, it was such great experiences, as you said, the way you celebrated Christmas and the New Year, and also your childhood experiences, which were really sweet. Thank you for that. Anyway, we wish you all the best. May 2021 bring love, peace, and joy for all people around the world. Olmarkovic from Sweden, write to us soon and tell us which programs in IRIB English Radio you like the best. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Well, from England, we have an email from Patrick Travers. Patrick Travers is from England and says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very interesting and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast, and I would welcome any information. Please, will you send a program schedule and pennant or any other publicity manual?" First of all, salam and greetings to you, Patrick Travers from England, and many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. We are so glad that you just joined us in IRIB English Radio and you found the signals of IRIB English Radio in your country, England. And we are glad that you found our programs very interesting. Anyway, as for your request about the program schedule, you can find our program schedule in our website with this address www.parstoday.com/en. There you can find any information that we broadcast in IRIB English Radio. And also for your request regarding your request about sending pennant or other publicity manual, we in IRIB English Radio, as for your information, we used to send our dear listeners such items in the past, but after the outbreak of coronavirus, this trend stopped, but we will resume it after the disease is controlled around the world. Anyway, many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. Keep in touch with us and tell us which programs you like the best. Thank you again. We wish you all the best. Keep in touch. Patrick Travers from England. Dear listeners, time tells me that we have to skip the other section of our program, that is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Yes, my name is Chris Dampier. I live in Stevenage, Hertfordshire, the UK. I've been in Stevenage for about 40-odd years, and I've been a shortwave listener now for 61 years. I think you offer a very wide variety of programming on the shortwave. It does give a very good insight into your society as such regarding your government and obviously what you feel about things in the world. And I think this is a very important thing. There's no point in having all one side, one voice shouting one thing and no one replying. And sometimes, as we know in the past, the biggest shout is sometimes giving wrong information and incorrect information, as we found in two world wars, particularly the Second World War. IRIB does give back, obviously, to your history of the country, particularly the history of the country and the culture, and also the tourism, these wonderful sites to see in Iran. You did a series of previously on tourist sites in Iran, places to visit. These things are extremely interesting because no one else covers it. And on top of this, you do give a background to obviously the things you support and why. In particular case of Israel, this thing is obviously in the Western media, it's dominated by the fact that the West is backed up by a Zionist money in many respects. And this is where this does come to light. That's the reason why the people here are doing, as they say, as the owner says you do sort of thing. Whereas in Iran, you're saying, well, that's why you're doing the way you're doing it, because you've got so much backing from Zionist money. Yes, good listening to shortwave as what you're doing now. And on top of that, continue listening to IRIB and learn from what they say, and also understand their views as well. And that, I think, is the point of shortwave. We listen to shortwave to find out more about what's going on in the world. And obviously, some things we learn about are not what we knew already. And this is the problem, I think, that many people need to listen to shortwave more to understand what's going on in the world, around the whole world, not just one part of the world.
Dear listeners, before we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, again, I do express my condolences on the tragic martyrdom anniversary of the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll discuss the 22nd chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, or Pilgrimage. Before moving on, let's just listen to some verses of this chapter, and we'll be back with you. Stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful,